A reading from the Book of Wisdom. There is in wisdom a spirit that is intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, mobile, clear, unpolluted, distinct, invulnerable, loving the good, keen, irresistible, beneficent, humane, steadfast, sure, free from anxiety, all-powerful, overseeing all, and penetrating through all spirits that are intelligent, pure, and altogether subtle. For wisdom is more mobile than any motion. Because of her pureness, she pervades and penetrates all things. For she is a breath of the power of God and a pure emanation of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore nothing defiled gains entrance into her, for she is a reflection of eternal light, a spotless mirror of the working of God and an image of God's goodness. Although she is but one, she can do all things. And while remaining in herself, she renews all things. In every generation she passes into holy souls and makes them friends of God and prophets. For God loves nothing so much as the person who lives with wisdom. She is more beautiful than the sun and excels every constellation of the stars. Compared with the light, she is found to be superior, for it is succeeded by the night, but against wisdom, evil does not prevail. She reaches mightily from one end of the earth to the other, and she orders all things well. A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming. And he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed. Nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to the disciples, "The days are coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Look there,' or 'Look here.' Do not go, do not set off in pursuit. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must endure much suffering and be rejected by this generation." Recently, a relation of mine died, and her son, who rang to inform me, said that the family were looking for some kind of place to hold some kind of service, all a bit vague, but he guessed they'd muddle through. This was, of course, a family that had no links with religion of any kind. It's interesting, though, that they wanted some recognition of a life lived and a gift given, even if they had no concept of God. Was it desperation that made them invite me to lead the service? And where I live, when there has been a death from a car accident on the road, the family of the dead person often erect a small memorial, typically a white cross, sometimes something more elaborate, on the side of the road near where the death occurred. And they often keep a flowery attendance on the sign for years after. And again, somehow people want to make a statement about a life lived not in vain. I sometimes attend meetings of a 12-step group of people seeking a recovery from addictions. And one of the first principles of the 12-step program is that you must recognize a higher power in order to move on from the total self-absorption that addicted people have. And many of these people who are desperate to find a recovery have great difficulty in getting their heads around the concept of a higher power. And some cannot bear the thought of God or anything to do with religion. But if they are desperate enough, they persevere. And it can be astonishing to observe the sense of wonder and release in someone who does discover a power greater than themselves to whom they can refer. And it begins to take the place of the alcohol or the drug in their lives. And their lives begin to blossom. In our society that has become so removed from religious experience, we often see signs that people are not satisfied with the spiritual emptiness that prevails. Yet so often they have no idea of how or where to search for an alternative. Of course, they would never, like the Pharisees, think of it as the kingdom of God. But there are plenty of people around in the look here or look there barrel that Jesus mentions. How best to live a life of meaning? Perhaps we can find it in buying more things, in getting a facelift, in the Pentecostal church down the road, in seances or in shopping. Alas, even Catholics can get caught up in this desperate search for meaning. Recently, an online auction advertised a pebble etched with a supposed image of Mary, which attracted an offer of $10,000. Sad or silly? Sometimes it's so hard to recognize the simple truth. And Jesus tells us in today's gospel the simple truth. Sometimes it's translated as the kingdom of God is within you. But I prefer the kingdom of God is among you. Because within you sounds something a bit airy-fairy, a bit pious. And I think Jesus has something utterly practical and real in mind when he makes this simple statement. The kingdom of God is here right now. You are in the middle of it if you just look. It's here in the people you and I meet today. It's here in the job we do, in the neighborhood we live in the goodness and the peace and the beauty and the satisfaction that we see around us. It's here also in the weakness, in the failure, in the worry and the conflict and the poverty of spirit that's around us. So sometimes you see God is right there in the middle of the emptiness and the darkness. We simply need to seek. Today, let me recognize the signs of the kingdom of God in my own life and my own world. And let me play my role in building that kingdom.